Good morning, City Church. This is Eric with a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. Just over a year ago, on a weekday afternoon, I stepped out of the Altria Theater with my family. My son Reed wore a cap and gown, and we posed for pictures in front of the fountain in Monroe Park. It was a day of celebration and joy and smiles. Yesterday, hundreds of families like mine were doing the same thing after the Huguenot high school graduation, when gunfire shattered the celebration, scattered the crowd, and left two people dead and others seriously injured. The epidemic of gun violence and of school-related shootings came close. Evil drew near, and our church family was shaken. Members of our church were commuting through Monroe Park as the shooting took place. Others remained locked in their offices until the situation was declared safe. Others had friends at the graduation or children at other RPS events when news of the shooting emerged. Still others in our church family were working at VCU Health Center as victims arrived, and others were called upon Tuesday night to offer presence and counseling to affected students and their families. The madness and sadness of our world means I've scrapped what I had planned to share on this podcast. Instead, today, I'm going to read some scripture from today's Daily Office Lectionary that I hope will help you process and heal. So, City Church, listen to Psalm 59. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who work evil, and save me from bloodthirsty men. For behold, they lie in wait for my life. Fierce men stir up strife against me. For no transgression or sin of mine, O Lord, for no fault of mine, they run and make ready. Awake, come to meet me and see. You, Lord God of hosts, are God of Israel. Rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Spare none of those who treacherously plot evil. Selah. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. There they are, bellowing with their mouths, with swords in their lips. For who, they think, will hear us? But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You hold all the nations in derision. O my strength, I will watch for you. For you, O God, are my fortress. My God and his steadfast love will meet me. God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. Kill them not, lest my people forget. Make them totter by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouths, the words of their lips, let them be trapped in their pride. For the cursing and lies that they utter, consume them in wrath. Consume them till they are no more, that they may know that God rules over Jacob to the ends of the earth. Selah. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. They wander about for food and growl if they do not get their fill. But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of the steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you. For you, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love. Psalm 59, like many other psalms, acknowledges the reality that evil is all around us. Many stand opposed to God and his people, indeed all who bear his image. But Psalm 59, like many psalms, also reminds us that our God is a fortress. He's a refuge for us in trouble. He is our shield. He is our strength. He is our song. And I love how David's confidence grows throughout the psalm. In verse 9, he says, O my strength, I will watch for you. But by verse 16, he says, I will sing of your strength. It's as though through prayer, through naming the evil of the world and the goodness of God, David is strengthened in his faith. May it be the same for us as we remember that God, through Jesus, has triumphed over our enemies, even that final enemy death. May we be strengthened to sing. At lunchtime on Wednesday, I walked down to Monroe Park. The park was quiet, save for a few TV crews recording noon updates. I saw some flower petals scattered here or there, surely the remnants of graduation bouquets dropped and forgotten when all hell broke loose Tuesday night. I stopped by those petals and prayed for the victims, for the shooter, for Huguenot High School, and for our beloved city. As I turned and walked back towards the church, I put in my AirPods and listened to a song of lament from Porter's Gate that says, "Come, O come, be our light, drive out the darkness. Come, Jesus, come." Let us sing of that strength and in that hope today. Stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's CITYCHURCHRVA.com. And thanks for listening.